some justification. There has never been a place like this in history. An institute of this size devoted to fundamental ideas in physics, the basic nature of reality. And somehow it has happened here. And it's not through an accident. We think of this building as a spaceship, okay? But it didn't just land here. It was built very, very carefully by lots of people who persuaded government this was a good idea, who persuaded private donors to contribute. The staff, we've just had breakfast. I'm sure you realize we have a very, very wonderful staff. You will not find a bistro like this in a university anywhere, I believe. It's a really special place. And what it does, we hope, is bring out the best in all of us. And so the first thing to emphasize to you is please don't treat this like just another university program. Okay, it is not. Okay, it's very different. The requirements on you are very different. There are no exams. Cheering! Okay, there are no exams. There are no written exams, I should say. There is an oral presentation, but that's just you showing off your project. But there are requirements of you. Okay, the requirements of all of us who work here. It's an incredible privilege to be here. And what that means is that all of us have to do our best to live up to this opportunity. And so this means many things. For example, say hello. I know physicists are not the most social creatures in the world, okay? But take the time to say hello to the staff, show you appreciate what they're doing. As you'll find, the city of Waterloo is a very special place. They love Perimeter Institute. When you wander around the town, you tell them you're from Perimeter, people go, oh, wow, when's Stephen Hawking coming? Okay, and he is coming next month, okay? So it's a very special place, but please live up to it. And each of you represents Perimeter Institute from now on. You're as much a part of this as everyone. And I have a favorite saying, which is that there are lots of VIPs who come to Perimeter, very important people, and there are a few EIPs, extremely important people, and you are those people, okay? Because you are the future of physics, you're the young people, and some of you, we hope, will do amazing things. And so you're extremely important people, so please behave like it. Okay, and live up to this this chance you have. This is a wonderful place. So, and maybe I could just say a few ways. How do you live up to an opportunity like this? Okay, and it's something which I've been thinking about ever since I moved here 2 years ago. How do you make the most of something like this? Because this doesn't happen every day. And the first thing you should do is be good to yourself. Because kindness begins at home. As physicists, we have a tendency to abuse ourselves, okay? We work, and you're all very talented students, okay? And you've got here because you've shown that. And you can work and work and overwork, right? And the worst thing you can do is lose your enthusiasm, because your enthusiasm is the biggest asset you've got. In the end, that's the thing that will really carry you through, is your enthusiasm. The minute you start to feel you're losing that, you know, things are a drag or a chore, you know, ask yourself a question. Am I doing the right thing here? Because actually, that's what Psi is all about. It's all about asking yourself a question. Where am I going in with the talents I have? Which area of physics? Should I be in physics? What things interest me? That's the best way you can use your time here, is to discover what you want to do with your life, okay? And so protect your enthusiasm. It's your greatest asset, okay? Promise me you'll do that. Second thing you can do, be good to yourself, but be good to others. And the first other people you should be good to are the people in this room, your colleagues. okay, because there is no written exam. So forget about competition. This course is not about competition. This course is about discovering yourself, discovering how to do physics in a creative way, not just to get grades or pass exams, but in a truly creative way to do something original. And the way you do that is by exchanging ideas with other people. You'll find that's what physicists do all the time. So we talk on blackboards, we laugh, we joke, we tease each other, we criticize each other. We share ideas which are wrong, because 99.99% of the ideas discussed in this building are wrong, okay? Except my own, of course. and so that's something, you need to learn as quickly as possible. Actually, sharing ideas is a wonderful opportunity for you to improve your own understanding. Right? Because when you explain something to others, that really tests whether you understand it. So I would love to see that this class, I guess it's Psi 2012, the Psi 2012 becomes known as the interactive, social, vibrant class that shares with each other. Okay, that's critical that you work with each other. I've already mentioned you should be appreciative to the staff here, people who work here. We have unbelievable staff, and I can't really explain it. I mean, people like Debbie, for sure, who was, I guess, one of the founders of Perimeter Institute, and Rachel, who you've all met online, I guess, but this time in person. We have an incredible staff, and it's something to do with the culture of this town and this area, which I still can't really explain. But people actually do believe in us and what we're trying to do. They sincerely believe that Perimeter will be the place where spectacular discoveries are made. And, our job responsibility is to live up to that. Okay, and to give it our best shot. We can't predict. Nobody can predict what's going to be discovered here. But we're going to give it our best shot. And as I say, you are the people in the front line of all that. So be appreciative of the staff, because they're really working their socks off to give you this opportunity. And so that's all I have to say, really. If you have any questions, I'd be very happy to answer them. But let me just re-emphasize, welcome again. And I understand there are only 32 of you. Is that right? Approximately 30 plus, and there should be 39 or 38. 38. And so, sadly, due to visa problems and other issues, some people are still delayed, but they will be here. Any questions from anybody? All right. I hope there will be questions in the future. And I am always available, so that's something you should know. My office is down the other end of the building, but I am always available, and my preference is to discuss physics. But if you want to discuss other things, then please feel free to come and see me. And later on in the year, once you've settled in, I hope this class will get organized and maybe elect some representatives and, make sure you're communicating what the class needs to John and to me, and to make sure that everything goes as well as possible. But I think you're going to have an absolutely fantastic year. And you're the very first to use this lecture room. Isn't that amazing? Do you like the design? There are some cool ideas. We had a lot of fun designing this building, and there's some cool ideas, and I'll leave you to discover them. But back to John.
Okay, so I'd actually like to continue on with the introductions. First of all, and these are people that I guess most of whom you've met, but just to do this formally, I'd first like to introduce the Psi Fellows, okay, who are scattered around the room. So Tibra Ali, who's here, and Dennis Dalitovich are, if you like, original to the program. They came here 2 years ago, a little over 2 years ago, with the first Psi class. The new Psi Fellows are Sarah Croak, who's here, you'll hear more from later, and Anna Kostuki, who comes from, I guess, Greece via London or whichever way, and David Kubiznak, who came to us from Cambridge via the Czech Republic. And then there is one other Psi Fellow, Dan Wones, who is at the moment in Michigan. He's a graduate of Cornell University, and he's waiting for paperwork to come and join us, hopefully later this week. So some other people, I think everyone has met Debbie Gunther, who's sitting in the back. Debbie is the Psi coordinator. She's responsible for everything, taking care of all of your needs. And you've already, I think, learned that. Debbie's assistant, Julie Anders, is sitting there. Julie started, I guess, about close to 2 weeks ago. Before that, Rachel Young, who is sitting here, came in. So Rachel is someone that many of you communicated with before you came. She is now, has resumed her PhD studies in religious studies, so she's a graduate student, somewhat like yourselves. These are, let's see, I think that's everyone that needs to be introduced. I should say that I've met most of you. Hopefully I'll meet the rest of you shortly, and we're all struggling with getting to know everyone's names and faces. So if you're talking to me and I don't immediately say your name, you feel free to remind me. This process will go on for a little while now as we get to know each other. So I'd like to continue with some of the things that Neil broached. First of all, about the Psi program itself. So the purpose of this program is, if you like, as a bridge from your life as a student learning about physics to what's coming very quickly down the road, where you'll be operating as physics researchers. So if you like, we're trying to take you from here to there as quickly as possible. And our strategy for doing this is, I mean, as it turns out, you'll have a lot of courses here, so you might think this is like being a student. The courses are intended to cover a very broad range of physics, because many of you, first of all, have not been exposed to all of physics, which is what brings many people here, and you may not have made up your mind, almost certainly for most of you, have not made up your mind which directions in physics you want to pursue. And so we provide an opportunity for you to survey the very broad field of theoretical physics. The other thing we do is we put you into contact with a lot of physicists. So those are the lecturers who will come to teach you, the Psi Fellows, the perimeter faculty. There's a large number of postdoctoral fellows and graduate students, growing number of graduate students in doing their PhD in the Institute. And in particular, you will also interact with the PSI teaching assistants who will assist the fellows in your courses. So that's the best way to get into the field, is by interacting with people who are in the field. So the philosophy of psi, as Neil said, is that we are not driven by competition. There's no race. There's no winner at the end of the year. Instead, we emphasize cooperation over competition. And we encourage you to work together and to learn together. In the end, you'll tell us what you've done, and you'll tell us what you know individually, and that's important too. But we do hope that you will help each other. You come from a broad range of backgrounds. Some of you have had the opportunity to learn a lot more physics than others, or some of you have had a chance to see specific areas. If you find that you know or you understand what's being talked about, take the opportunity to help your classmates by, you know, helping them learn and passing on some of the knowledge that you have. And in physics and in academia in general, we have the opportunity to teach. And particularly for a new faculty member, you quickly find that teaching something effectively is a lot different from what you needed to do to pass the course. And it's only really when you've learned to teach something effectively that you can be confident that you understand it well. So you have the opportunity here to do both learning and teaching. You should take it. We'll have quite a number of group activities. These require, amongst other things, communication skills. We would like to help you develop your communication skills. I think Neil mentioned that physicists, although they're extremely smart and knowledgeable, are not necessarily the world's best communicators. So this is something that we would like you to cultivate. In general, in the program, this is theoretical physics, after all. And theoretical physics really progresses when someone thinks carefully about a problem and comes up with a new idea. There's always this balance between interacting with others and group activities and sitting at your desk or in your chair in solitary thought, which is where great ideas often appear. And it's finding the balance of these things that's something that you will perhaps make progress on over the coming year. You'll certainly have the opportunity for interactions. So let's move on to the schedule for Psi. Let me just wave around this page, which I think it would. So this is what I call the Psi timetable. It blocks out the various sessions and courses throughout the year, and I believe it's available on the wiki. Is that right, Anna? Yes, okay. So that's an important piece of paper. I should say that there's up to the end of 2011 is pretty well written in stone. Beyond that, there's things, there will be some changes or refinements as the year goes on. So the way that our program works, we have something which I still haven't found a better name for than the front end, which is the 4 weeks that you spend here from now until the core courses start in September. And there's a number of activities that will take place. I should say that there's also a schedule for the first 4 weeks, which I think is available on the wiki. In principle, you can pull it off of a Google Calendar that I think you have access to. So what's happening in the first 4 weeks are some, well, there'll be a few activities that you'll hear about. There will be some lectures or class-type things and tutorials on a variety of mathematical methods that you'll find useful throughout the year. And then during this period too, we're going to bring in some perimeter faculty and some visiting scientists that you can meet with, and they'll tell you about what they're interested in. You can ask them questions about their physics. That's the kind of thing that will be taking place over the next 4 weeks. So you can get the schedule and look at it in more detail. Then the next part, which starts September 12th, are the core courses. There are 8 core courses that everyone will take, and you'll be taking them 2 at a time in 3-week cycles. So the core extends to the end of December, or sorry, to the end of before the Christmas break, or the winter break. And then you come back in January refreshed, and we start out with another sequence of courses, the reviews and the explorations. The reviews are basically introductions or subdisciplinary type subjects that you're being introduced to. The explorations are intended to be research, current research topics. And then, towards the end of April, you will finish your courses and you'll start working on research for what we call the essay. Okay, so the essay is a short research report that you're going to write and you're going to present and defend in the beginning of June to a committee of examiners and in a public defense. Now, I say that this starts at the end of April. I'd like to emphasize the fact that it's really never too early to start on this essay project, because what you're going to do is you're going to identify and come to agreement with some faculty member who will supervise your project, and then you'll come up with a project that you'll actually work on. And from that point on, if you have any free time, you can read, learn about your subject, and it just puts you ahead. So I would encourage you to start thinking about your essay and who you would like to supervise and so forth as early in the year as you can. So the next thing I would like to talk about is evaluation. And basically, as Neil mentioned, it's different here. I mean, typically students are used to being examined and graded, but we have no exams in PSI, and all of our courses are pass-fail. There's also a considerable amount of flexibility in the curriculum. And the reason for this is the idea that students should be able to pursue directions that particularly inspire them. They should not be limited by rigid requirements, and they are not learning just to pass exams. Now, it may not surprise you that those principles are not completely compatible with university degree requirements. So there's a certain there'll be a certain number of trade-offs and compromises between complete flexibility and formal requirements. And I'd like to tell you about those. But before that, I just say that there is flexibility, and you can do things differently from what we prescribe if you have a good reason and if you convince us that you should do something a little bit out of the ordinary. And students have benefited from that in the past, but we do have to conform to the requirements of the University of Waterloo. And we have to pay attention to them. So there's really 3 purposes for evaluation. The first one is that we are satisfied and the University of Waterloo will be satisfied that you've met a sufficient standard to pass each course. And I'll tell you how we do that in a second. The second purpose of evaluation is that it allows us to provide recommendations at your request to other schools for admissions or for scholarships or for for employers. So we need to know how well you've done and how you've done in order to be able to provide useful information that you want us to give to others. And I should say that we're also interested in how you do ourselves, because it's not uncommon for PsI students to go on and do their PhDs with Perimeter faculty. So we are extremely interested in your knowledge and what you've learned, your physics ability, and your work habits. And the third purpose of evaluation is to provide feedback to you so that you can do better or keep on doing what you're doing well. And you'll get a lot of feedback in this program from the fellows, and you'll get a certain amount from me, some of it in writing at the end of the year. So how do we evaluate you? One way we evaluate you is through your homeworks. The second way we evaluate you is through your work in tutorials and discussions with the fellows. And the third way that we evaluate you is through the presentations, the essays that you submit, and the presentations that you give in June. And we'll also try to have other presentations through the year. We'll see how that goes. So the university requires that you be registered in courses, and Debbie will help you with that, and that you meet a well-defined standard that qualifies for a pass. So what's required to pass? Well, first of all, there will be homework assignments in each of the courses. Typically, there's three homework assignments per course. And you're required to complete all three of them in a way that demonstrates that you understand the material. Sometimes the fellows will discuss your homework with you to satisfy themselves about your understanding. Sometimes they may give you homeworks back for improvement. In general, you'll pass a course when it is clear that you understand the physics and have done a respectable job of writing up your solutions. So in order to qualify for your degree, you must pass all eight core courses and at least four of the review courses and at least two of the explorations. These are minimum requirements. Students typically take more than the minimum. The original intention was that you would take two courses in each three-week cycle, and in principle, you could take more. In addition, it's a course requirement that you submit an essay and defend it. So those are the requirements. The minimum requirements from the University of Waterloo are that you your core courses and your essay, and our requirements go beyond that, as I've said. So you'll be evaluated, just to reiterate, by a combination of homeworks, participation in tutorials, formal presentations. The fellows will keep track of all of this on a continuing basis and make sure that you know how you're doing, including when you have satisfied the requirements for each course. And these evaluations will be used to determine that you've met formal degree requirements as a basis for recommendations and to provide you with feedback and advice. Okay, so that's evaluation. Actually, what I've said will be posted on the wiki in case you want to remind yourself about that. So the last thing that I'd like to talk about is the PSI culture. And I'm going to elaborate slightly on what Neil said. Perimeter is a nice place. I think you've all noticed. We have this wonderful classroom, the workroom that's next door. You get a lot of administrative support from Debbie and her assistant. You get great food at the bistro, pub nights, wine and cheese, and the Perimeter facilities are basically unmatched. So it's a great place to be. So one thing that can happen is, you know, people might think you're spoiled. What did they do to deserve all of this fantastic stuff and treatment, okay? So the way that I think of this is in terms of a social contract. In the first instance, You come here and you work really hard, night and day, every day on your physics, and you learn an enormous amount. And on the other hand, we take care of you so that you have the freedom and you're freed up to be able to do that. So that's, if you like, the social contract view. I would say that this isn't the whole story. The way that you act actually matters. And I like to express this in terms of what I call a culture of graciousness. Okay, so the more gracious that you are, the more you'll be appreciated and the better things will go. So what does that mean? Well, first of all, it means respect for your lecturers. These are people who come from around the world for no particularly great reward except for the opportunity of interacting with you. So pay attention, behave in class, come on time, be punctual, act in class in a way which contributes to the class. Okay, so ask questions when it's useful to ask questions, or when you think people aren't understanding. Try to contribute. As I said, Debbie and Julie take great good care of you, but actually there is administrative staff at the Perimeter Institute, many of them, and they're all working to take care of you. They're shuffling the money in the background, and they're making sure that the IT and the various things work. You should get to know these people. Make friends with them. They're great people. So, I mean, some of these people, and I'm sure I'll leave some out, are the bistro staff. The people from HR in the library who'll be here tomorrow morning to talk to you. The security people and the janitors. You'd be amazed how good it is to have those people be your friends. So be nice to them, and you'll be glad that you did, actually. You should interact. We have quite a number of faculty members here, full-time, some associated with nearby universities. Interact with the Perimeter faculty members. Try to get them to sit down with you at lunch. Talk to them, get to know them. They could be very important for your future, and they're very interested in getting to know you. There's lots of other scientists here. We have a large group of postdocs. Postdocs are at a very good level to help you learn about things, to understand things. You can ask questions that you might be embarrassed to ask of a professor. There's lots of visitors. Keep an eye on who's visiting. And there's lots of PhD students. They're where you will be a year from now. So try to interact with as many of the scientists at Perimeter as you can. The other thing that I would like to emphasize, you should try to connect with the physics department at the University of Waterloo. This is the Department of Physics and Astronomy at UW. You are their students. There are people there who are important for you, who would help administer your program, and there's lots of other students there that you would probably enjoy meeting. So try to connect with the UW physics. You should have respect for each other. Try to interact in a positive way. Try to avoid having cliques, groups, small groups of people who don't interact with other groups of people. That's really something to stay away from. You should support each other, and you'll appreciate it yourselves when you are supported by your fellow students. Be sensitive to the stresses and personal sensitivities that people have. You're an extraordinarily diverse group. You will not look at things the same way, but be aware of that other people will think differently about things, and be aware of problems that other students are having. And you should also be prepared and be eager to celebrate it when people succeed in things. So celebrate your successes. And the final thing that I'd like to say about the Thai culture, it has to do with giving back. There will be many opportunities for you to support the Perimeter Institute by volunteering, helping out in the public activities of the Institute, which there's going to be some spectacular ones in September when this new Stephen Hawking wing is opening, and I'm sure they'll need all the help that they can get. There's also extensive programs of outreach to the community, to high school students, to high school teachers, and so forth. There's many opportunities where you can volunteer and help support PI. So those are all of the things that I wanted to say. I guess I've run a bit longer than I had hoped. We could take a minute to, if you have any questions, feel free to ask. If you don't have any questions, so Sarah is going to handle the next phase of this meeting, and so I will turn this over to her.
Thank you. I should point out that clapping was not for me, that was for John. Okay, so welcome everybody. These introductions wouldn't be complete without the most important ones, which of course are you. So it's time to start getting to know one another and for us to start to get to know you. Can everybody hear me okay? Okay, good. So we do have over 30 people and we're hoping to take a break at about 10:30. So we're gonna keep the introductions relatively short. But the things we'd like to know from you are, okay, what are the important things? We'd like to know your names. We'd like to know where you're from, maybe where you studied. And then you can tell us something else interesting about yourselves. It can be anything you like. It can be to do with your interest in physics if you want, or it can be anything else. Do we have people remotely? They can't speak. Okay, so it's gonna just be you guys. I'm gonna write up what we want you to say on the board, and we're gonna take a 5-minute break so you can think about how you'd like to respond. And just to give you an example of what I'm thinking about, if I was to say it, I would say, hi, I'm Sarah. I was born in England, I grew up in Ireland. I did my PhD in the University of Strathclyde in the UK. I've been at Perimeter for 4 years now. And I have a 16-month-old son, so when you come see me come in blurry-eyed in the morning, it's not because I was up working all night or because I was out drinking all night. And that's all you need to know about me. Okay, so we'll take a little break.